Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, I'm Jules.
Hello, I'm Sarah.
And welcome to an overseas version of Jules and Sarah, the podcast.
Yes, welcome, where we've gone international. Jules, could you please give your exact location?
I'm at a hotel in Sydney, precise location, Chippendale. I'm not going to go any further than that because obviously the paparazzi will be outside and I've got my Victoria Beckham heels with me, so I don't want to be papped.
And I have seen said hotel room. Lot of panelling. There's a lot of panelling going on there.
Yeah, it's an old converted hotel / bar. So for me, I'm not drinking this week because it's a super busy work week. So I still feel like I'm out, yeah. Which is good. My room is an old bar that's just basically got a bed in it and a posh light. And it's called a boutique, which yeah. You know, is a real fixer on the word boutique hotel.
You know, when you said it's an old converted, not much conversion gone on. Not a lot of renovations happened there.
No, by renovation, I mean a wood polish and a double mattress.
Yeah, sure. Yes. Slung in on the floor. I do wonder if they've overbooked and last week they were like, quick, turn the middle floor bar. We can just shove a bed in it. Nobody will know. Call it boutique.
Yeah, someone will pay too much for it. Done. And here yeah. I am.
Oh my gosh. Are you horribly jet lagged?
I'm okay. I think I've done this route, London, Sydney, so many times. So I'm kind of used to, like, I'm always land in the evening and then you can just go to bed and just be done with it.
Yeah.
This morning I was up at 5:45 and in a yoga and meditation class by 6.
Good heavens.
I basically found this studio. You do it in the dark and it has this sound frequency. It's called humming buzz, I think. The sound, it's like white noise. So you're meditating with this amazing white noise on and sound baths and gongs. I was in my element. I bought like an introductory offer. I was like, I don't live here, but I'll blast this for 2 weeks. I'm going to come back horizontal.
I thought you were going to say, I bought the CD. I'm going to play it again. It sounds...
That's the question. I wonder if they've got one. But it's the most amazing yoga studio I've ever seen in my life. If you live in Sydney, it's on Abercrombie Street. And they serve the most insane chrysanthemum tea. I nearly took the pot.
I love the CD, I love the tea, I love the lot, I love the mat. Thanks very much. A humming noise in the dark. You could just sit at home and open the fridge. Just saying. No. Portslade crew, you want to recreate Jules' experience at home? Why not put all the lights off?
Skinted or vintage.
That's it. Pop a dehumidifier on and you're away.
It was funny though. Like, have you ever done it? So basically, in this meditation, they make you put two fingers on your third eye and a thumb on a nostril, and then you do that circular breathing where you breathe in through one nostril and breathe out through the other. Well, because I'm jet lagged and I've been on the plane, one of my nostrils was so whistly. So I'm in this yoga studio with all these like people that are so yogi and look like they just live on lemon and avocado. And I am there with this whistly nostril at the back, like, I was like, oh, letting me down.
I love that there's London Jules who consumes a whole cheese board and 3 bottles of red wine on a Monday night. And then there's Sydney Jules who doesn't drink, has chrysanthemum tea and goes to learn the circular breathing. I love it.
I also bought apple cider vinegar today to shot, because it like helps me with my jet lag. But I forgot that my body absolutely hates it, and so I did the shot of it, and I was like, "Oh my god, this is awful!" And I was like bent over backwards, like my throat was like, "Oh, I think I might be allergic, but I'm just going to push through."
Sure, best to push through with these things, I find.
Speaking of doing shots you don't want to do, I need to tell you what happened to me in Singapore Airport during the change of flights.
Go on.
Oh my god, so land in Singapore, have not slept on my first flight, which was 12 hours, because I strategically sleep on the second flight.
What did you do for 12 hours?
Oh my god, Sarah, I watched Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, The Curse of Grindelwald, which actually gave me inspiration to dress like Johnny Depp in that film, which really bucks my boho trend and takes me more witchy, but either way, I'm now obsessed with Johnny Depp.
Great. Good. Oh, I can just imagine you watching it and doing some sketches.
I screen grabbed his hair and took it to the barbers today. I was like, I want this. And they were like, that's bleach blonde, sir. I was like, I don't mean the bleach. I just mean the undercoat. And then I found this amazing season called The Discovery of Witches, which is based on a trilogy by an author. I can't remember what. But it's all about vampires and demons. You know I love that kind of stuff.
Yeah, sure.
Well, each episode was 45 minutes long, and it was an 8-episode box set. So I was completely done by the time we landed.
You were tucked in.
So anyway, got to Singapore Airport, and I was like, right, I'll just go and brush my teeth and just kind of freshen up a little bit before the next flight. So I'm in the men's bathroom, and there's this little elderly man who was struggling so much with, you know, the little mini toothpastes that they give
you. Yes, very small.
Very small. And this guy had bright neon blue glasses on, which I'm not sure what they meant, if they were a look or if it was a procedure.
Sure.
But he looked to be having difficulty with the plastic seal that sealed the toothpaste. So I was like, oh, sir, here, let me help you. Like, obviously, being the kind, angelic Samaritan that I am. And I then couldn't get it open because I was too slippery from moisturizer, which he didn't understand really what I was saying. So I was like, oh, God. He was English. He just didn't understand it. I was like, oh, I'm sorry. It's my overnight retinol. Just give me 2 seconds. So then I managed to burst the seal of the toothpaste, squeezed it on for him, put it on his toothbrush, and he started brushing. He's only bloody brushing dentures, and his teeth fell out into the sink.
Oh my god.
So I was like, holy Jesus, what do I do now? And he was like, oh, my teeth, where are they? So I had to like guide him to his teeth and then put them under the sink for him and then help him put them back in.
You had to put them back in?
No, I did not put them back in. But I put them in his hand. I thought, he's going to know what he's doing here better than I will.
Do sit back in the chair, sir. Let's have a look.
So then he said, is this mouthwash here? So I was like, oh yeah, here, let me put it in a little cup for you, because they provided you with mouthwash. He shotted it.
Oh my god, I feel ill.
He just swilled it and then swallowed it. I was like, oh my god. I didn't know what to do.
Oh my god, that's really gone through me. Oh my god,
I was like, this is the last thing I need, being with a corpse in Singapore Airport. I don't need this on my record. And then he was fine, totally fine,
yeah,
and normal.
Yeah, great. Good on him. Good luck to him. Oh, my God.
Some people have espresso. I try apple cider vinegar. This man does mouthwash.
Yes,
which
fine.
I would not recommend to anyone.
Each to their own. Each to...
He looked about 94, though, so maybe that's the elixir of life.
Yeah,
I'm not
maybe
sure,
it
but
is.
I'm not going to try it.
Yeah, maybe it is. Continental travel and shotting mouthwash.
What Listerine aren't telling you. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Listen, will we do a bit of correspondence?
Oh my gosh, let's.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
So, obviously, I am in Sydney, and I've had loads of lovely DMs from Portaloo crew who are in Australia. If you're coming to Meccaland, which is over the weekend, I'm so excited to meet you. Please come over and say hello. Please tell me that you're Portaloo crew, so I can give you an extra special hug. But I don't think I'll be doing a meetup in Sydney. My schedule is pretty mental. I might do one. Please stay tuned to my social. But if you're coming to Meccaland, I can't wait to meet you.
So I have dived into the DMs on Jules and Sarah podcast on Instagram, and I found a gorgeous little number from Barbara. Hello, Barbara.
Hi, Barbara.
Having a really hard day today. Was told I am being let go of my job on my day back from the worst flu I've had in years, and my friends are away for school for the next term. I'm trying to look on the bright side and think about my family dinner this weekend and my darling boyfriend coming for a visit from out of town, treating ourselves to a fancy Airbnb. The podcast is giving me a little giggle during my lunch break. I can't thank you both enough. You never fail to make me smile. Lots of love, Barbara.
That's divine.
Gorgeous, Barbara. Sending you loads and loads of love.
I've had one here on the Jules and Sarah Portaloo crew Facebook page. My local supermarket now stocks Portaloo. I couldn't believe my eyes. Bought some, blinked my eyes, and suddenly half the wedge was gone. Yeah. Anyone else had experiences with disappearing cheese? Daily, darling.
It just happens, doesn't it? One minute it's there, the next you've slithered it off to a mere crumb at the end.
I believe that when you unwrap Portaloo, you can turn away and there's Portaloo fairies that just gobble it up when you're not looking.
It just happens. It absolutely just happens. And the thing is as well with Portaloo, when you're cutting it, once you've made the incision, you're committed, aren't you? You're going in there.
Stressful, yeah. I would say.
You can get in touch anytime. I am at this Sarah Powell.
And I'm at Jules Bunhep.
You can write to us as well. We will give out the address at the end of the podcast. Now, Sheila or Ken, how are they?
Ken. Now, Ken has been in, he got himself in a bit of a flap after last week's episode.
Right. The dog up the waterproof trousers.
Cast your mind back, Portaloo crew, because there was an incident with Dad's friend, Mike, and some barbed wire and a strong gust of wind. So Dad, out of like excitement for the episode, sent the episode to Mike. And was like, oh, just so you know, your story made my son's podcast. Mike didn't text back for over 24 hours.
Oh.
Ken said, I sent the message and suddenly went into a dark sweat. I had to go to bed and lie down and stare at the ceiling for what felt like eternity waiting for Mike to text back. I said, Dad, you're in a bromance. I said, this is what's happened.
Looking out for the three dots.
So Mike then eventually did reply, loved it, absolutely loved it, daughter loved it, wife loved it. I was like, oh, he's spreading the word. But the image for me is Mike, who I've never met, who I'm sure is totally lovely, has now listened to our podcast. I mean, what the hell is he thinking of what we met, Mike?
I've got an image of Mike sat with his family, like in the front room with just the podcast playing and them all listening in, you know, like a sort of ye olde time around the wireless. That's what I'm imagining them taking it all in, thinking,
I think that is actually what happened.
Yeah. I do hope for everyone's sake that they skipped to that part, that they didn't sit through all the nonsense about my bedroom door. Oh, I was going to ask you, how did the, after you dyed your jeans, I was worried to death about Dutch putting on his whitewash. Was everything okay?
Everything was fine. So basically, Portsaloo crew, I was supposed to put another dark wash on after I dyed my black jeans and had forgotten.
Yeah.
Dutch left Sarah and my Oliver Bonus event early to go wash his white shirt and then told me that he had his white shirts in the wash. And so for a whole tube ride home, I was like, I'm going home to Dove Grey. I know that's what I'm walking through the door to.
And what happened?
Oh, they came out absolutely pristine white. He put bleach in there with them, so it was totally fine.
Oh, thank God.
Another reason that we all love Vanish.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Amen. And Vanish, as we always say, if you are listening, do get in touch. I think I shout out Vanish more than any other brand on my stories. I'm like, oh, just going to... Like, I vanished the grill pan the other night. Sensational.
I didn't think Vanish could be used on cookery goods.
Well, that's not what they'd say, but I can assure you that a little sprinkle...
Have they brought out like a dishwashing range?
So
or are you
just...
cleaning your pots with washing detergent?
Yeah, I'm mixing. I'm doing a bit of alchemy. I am bringing it on over. So you get your Vanish, your powdered Vanish that you'd use for your white shirts. You bob a little bit of it on the grill pan, bit of hot water, leave it overnight. You come to that in the morning, you'll be amazed.
I'm just flying red flags left, right, and centre. And I'm also seeing a TV show.
Yes.
Cleaning with Sarah.
I'm quite the Mrs. Hinch these days, actually.
Don't read that health and safety warning. Just throw it in. It'll be fine. You've got to see it first.
They say it's for clothes, but honestly, you'd be amazed. Yeah, be careful out there, Portsaloo crew. Steady as you go. Oh, my gosh.
How the hell is June?
June, you'll love this. Around June, she went, oh, I've just dropped a yoghurt pot. I'll have to call you back.
Oh, it's the worst.
It's the worst.
Also, when the lid lands yogurt down.
Oh, it's just yogurt. Because it flies, of course. Droplets of yogurt flying up skirting boards. And you notice them later on after you've done the full cleanup. You're like, oh, there's a bit of yogurt still going. Anyway, she...
That's like me with sourdough.
Yeah.
That's like me with sourdough crumbs. I'm finding them. We have it on Saturday. I'm finding them on Thursday. I'm like, what the hell is that doing here?
June.
Oh, while we're on the subject, just as a sideline.
Yeah.
On the fly. Oh, my God. They brought me beans as part of my breakfast, but not in a pot, which instantly stressed me out. I was like, oh, my God, what are these beans doing here? Mate, I was that far away from my table. I kept dropping beans all over my duvet. I was like, oh, no, what am I going to do? So I kept trying to pick them up, and beans were just spreading everywhere. And you know when you've got bean juice on your fingers, and you're like, there isn't enough napkin sorted out. And she came and folded my duvet at the end, and all these beans just kept dropping off. I was like, I'm the most unsheathed person right now. I just wanted to, like, roll over and die.
You don't understand. I don't even like beans.
It was an unwelcome surprise.
I didn't even want these beans, and now look. Oh, my God. So, June has started dog training classes again because Ruby, it turns out, is being naughty on the lead, right? We should explain.
What's she doing?
Pulling, doesn't want to go certain ways. In fact, oh my gosh, my friend Jojo told me this story yesterday. She'd been out for the school run and taken her dog out with her, and the dog sat on the pavement and refused to walk home. She had to drag him home. I said, why would he do it? And she said, because he knows he's going home and not to the park. He knows which way the park is, and he sat on the pavement and wouldn't move because he knew it was the wrong direction.
How big is a dog?
Massive. He's lovely, Biff. He's a great big Irish terrier sat on the pavement, but he knows the way to the park. Isn't that amazing? Now, the dog trainer, I mean, he's something of a Cheshire legend, actually. Vic Barlow. June has gone back to dog training classes with Vic Barlow. But she said what was very funny was it was all people in this class with dogs that didn't suit them, right? So they were all, it was like a mismatch. You know how they say dogs look like their owners? This was like the opposite. So she said there was a very, very tall man with a very, very tiny dog, right? And so this man, this dog wouldn't stop barking, right? And this guy had to get on his hands and knees, like right down to the dog with his finger saying, no, no, no. While this dog was just like, he's like, no, no, no. No. And in the end, Vic Barlow went, you take him over there and practice stopping it barking. So that was the whole session. Mum said just in the background, there was just this guy on all fours going, no, no, no. And then she said, there was a tiny little woman with a very big black hairy dog and that was very naughty. Vic Barlow said, bring your dog over here, Geraldine. And Mum said it was very stupid and very hairy. And she said, and Geraldine, what did they tell you it was when you bought it? And she went, it's a Labradoodle. He said, well, I've never seen a Labradoodle as big as this. But Mum said it was hilarious.
Stupid, big and hairy sounds like half the men I've dated.
Also, there was this, and she couldn't remember the name of the breed, but it's like a Japanese fighting dog. Like, they're quite aggressive.
Oh, my God.
No, well, that was there. Anyway, turns out it had been in therapy, right? The dog had been in therapy. And Vic Barlow went over and went, and last year, Julie, what was he like? Oh, he would have bitten your hand off, Vic. And there it was, just lying down, this dog. But Mum said nobody wanted to go near it. Nobody wanted to, like, stand near it or stand beside it. And then, and then there was another one. There was a miniature Sheltie called Primrose, who Mum said was very sweet, right? And they did like an agility. You put your dog at one end. You put your dog at one end and then it has to run to you. It has to run to you. But this thing, it had really long hair and it couldn't see the owner. So it was running, but it couldn't find her.
This is like behind the scenes of Crust.
I know, it was absolutely hilarious. But the final thing that he said, which Mum said they couldn't stop laughing, he goes to people's houses to do one-on-ones, right? And he says, you know, usually it's the owner's fault and not the dog if the dog is badly behaved, right? And there was this one lady, he got there, you know, she was completely fraught. She was totally worn out with the whole thing. Anyway, they were doing it, you know, they were doing the session and everything. She said, will you be much longer? And he said, oh, well, I normally do an hour and a half. And she went, oh, right. And he said, oh, well, look, we can wrap it up early. Do you need to go out? And she said, no, the dog likes to watch Countdown at 5. He loves watching Countdown at 5. And Vic was like, well, there's your problem. He's ruling the roost.
100%. Also, Sky Plus her. She could get wins herself.
Oh, God. I mean, that did feel like news from the north. But shall we do news from the north?
Oh, my God. Well, it's so funny that we've just had dog chat because mine is a dog-related news from the north. And it's from Australia.
Amazing.
Australian family walking dog named Lucky discovers $24,000 gold nugget.
Good heavens!
An Australian dog named Lucky has lived up to his name. As the Bendigo Advertiser reports, a family from Bendigo in Victoria were walking their pet on May 12th when they literally stumbled upon a hunk of rock resembling gold on the ground. Experts have confirmed that the 20-ounce nugget is indeed gold and it's in intact state is worth an estimated $24,000. A father and his two daughters, who wish to remain anonymous,
yes,
were taking dog Lucky for a morning walk when one of the girls hit something with her foot. She noticed it wasn't an ordinary rock and asked if Dad, it might be gold. He suspected it was and took their find to a nearby supermarket to weigh it on the deli scale.
Ha ha ha!
£1, the gold nugget could earn the family a small fortune if they wish to sell it. The father says he does plan to find a buyer eventually. He had been struggling financially and he told the Bendigo Advertiser the lucky event couldn't be better timing. The family has decided to keep the location of the discovery a secret. They plan to go on more walks in the area in hopes of striking gold twice.
Oh my gosh, that is amazing. The deli, I would never even think of the deli counter.
I know. What must they have seen on the deli counter? Couldn't just pay this suitcase for you, Pam. I'm checking in tomorrow.
Oh, my gosh. Now, this has come in from a lovely member of the Portslade crew, Abby. So, hello, Abby, and thank you very, very much for this.
Hi, Abby.
Hi, Abby. This is from Wales Online. There's a sheep loose on a Swansea council estate and loads of people are reporting sightings. 6 days ago, bedlam. 6 days ago, an unusual visitor popped up in a Swansea council estate and casually went about her business. As she ambled along the roads and stopped off on the verges, passers-by started to slow down and take pictures. It wasn't that a sheep was an odd sight in Wales. After all, there are over a million of them in the country. But it is not often that you see one in a city suburb, far away from any obvious farmland. There's a very, very funny picture. So far, the woolly animal has roamed some 3 miles around the Mayhill area, always one step ahead of the people trying to catch her. Not even the farmer who owns the sheep, which has been given the nickname Dolly by the locals, had managed to end her Swansea vacation. But as more and more people have taken to social media to report her latest move, she's gained quite the following. She was first spotted in Allen Road, Mayhill on Wednesday, May the 8th. A couple of hours later, she had moved down to Townhill Road. Jill Trick, who reported the sheep to South Wales Police and the Swansea City Warden, went out to find her, but Dolly seems to have melted back into the bushes. Posting on Facebook, Mrs. Posting on Facebook, Mrs.
Melted, an amazing use of words.
Mrs. Trick said she's been all over the hill, even to the Farmer's Arms in North Hill area, which was the last sighting I know of at around 8 p.m. on Thursday. Who knows where she'll turn up later today, but I hope she's safe out there at the moment and I hopefully, I've completely lost my Welsh accent, and hopefully caught soon as it's driven me nuts with her all over the place. I will be counting her in my sheep over and over again. I don't know why Mrs. Trick's got herself so involved. She added that she didn't want any have-a-go heroes turning up to try and catch the sheep. On Friday, she was spotted again, this time in Gwynedd Avenue. She seemed to be headed towards Juan Huen and then Emlyn Road. She spent her Friday afternoon in someone's back garden. Early Sunday morning, Paul Reed was on his way to work along Gores Avenue when Dolly casually strolled past. Mr. Reed said, "I was walking to work at 7:20 and saw what I thought was a big dog from a distance until I got closer. It walked past me and carried on walking the Gores Avenue." By Sunday afternoon, Dolly had taken up residence on the steps leading down to busy Carmarthen Road. The Mayhill residents soon took it in turns to try and locate her, but every time she went to the place she was last seen, she had disappeared. "She's like a jack-in-the-box. She pops up everywhere," said one. Swansea Council has confirmed it was aware of the lost sheep, which, as of Tuesday afternoon, has still evaded capture.
Oh my God, that's so good.
That is one of the best, isn't it? Abby, I mean, I can't thank you enough for bringing that to our attention.
Just wonderful.
I'm really into Dolly. I mean,
spending her Friday afternoon in someone's backyard.
That's it. I'm seeing a feature-length film, actually. Dolly, the Great Adventure.
An indie style film.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I feel like Bill Nighy would be very interested in being one of the Welsh captures. Celia Imrie, perhaps, as Mrs. Trick. That's what I'm imagining.
Amazing.
Oh my gosh. Now, do you want to play the game?
Yes.
Jules, in light of the doggy news from Australia and also Vic Barlow's training, you have 20 seconds to name as many dogs as you possibly can. Go!
St. Bernard, Irish Wolfhound, King Charles Spaniel, Cocker Spaniel, Cockapoo, Greyhound, Whippet, Alsatian, Golden Retriever, Yorkshire Terrier, Airedale Terrier, Dachshund, Longhaired Dachshund.
And that's it! I mean, that was marvellous. That was marvellous. That was 13.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I am looking at dogs at the moment, so that's my evenings on Pinterest well spent. Yes.
It's really paid off, darling. It's really paid off.
I keep wanting to get Dutch a sausage dog just because the image of Dutch, a 6'5" blonde man with the tiniest dog ever walking around the park, is just too good.
Oh my
gosh. I want to call it, like, Lucy had an idea of calling her dog Barbara, my best friend. And so she wanted to yell Barbara in the park.
Yes.
Barbara!
Barbara!
Yelling Barbara after a tiny sausage dog. Just, it will never not amuse me.
No, just marvellous. Oh my gosh. Listen, we love you getting in touch. You can write to us. The address is the Portslade Crew HQ.
P.O. Box.
6.
7.
4. 7.
London.
NW5.
9GH.
Perfect. And we do always finish, of course, on Jules's word or affirmation of the week. What have you gone for?
It's a word that I, no joke, heard a woman use in a Vietnamese restaurant last night.
Go on.
Stoked.
Could you use it in the sentence, please?
I'm not even joking, you Sydney. I am so stoked to be here.
Oh, lovely. Well, may she have a lovely time. We adore you for listening and we will see you next time.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.